Yeah, we've had a few of these early morning conversations here at St. Christopher's, and one time I remember talking to you, and you were kind of expressing what you felt about this area, and it kind of reminded me of a guy, Don Balsam, I talked to once, and he said, we Newfoundlanders like barnacles on a rock. So maybe you could just describe maybe your feelings like for Bird Islands and the coast here?
Yeah, I'm the same as the song says. I'm a Newfoundlander born and raised, and I will be one until I die. I've been across the province. I have been in multiple provinces across Canada. I've always come back. This is my home. I now work in Portobas in close proximity to Burnt Islands, and I'm quite literally on call for the community anytime they need me. I'm proud of my home area. I mean, it's where I grew up. It's quiet. It's peaceful. You don't have to worry about having your kids outside. Right? I mean, everybody is their parents. It's not just me having to watch out who my neighbor is. I know who my neighbor is. You know, big cities don't have that. They don't have this family community. And that is exactly what Burnt Islands is. It's a family, not just a community. When you hurt one member of the family, everybody feels it. So everybody comes together. And that's just what it means to be a family member of a small town. And I'm sure anybody who lives in a small town will agree that that is the way that you all feel.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. There's a woman, Mallory McGraw, in Branch, and she's really interested in community radio. They don't actually have a permanent setup there yet or anything like that. But one of the quotes she really likes is, it goes something like, community radio is 90% community and 10% radio.
Well, that is entirely what it is. I mean, when it comes down to it, anything that happens on a community radio, Burnt Islands is no different.